New York State could soon be generating enough renewable energy to replace the nuclear power produced at the 40-year-old Indian Point Energy Center. This week, Governor Cuomo celebrated the topping off of construction of Solar City, a factory in Buffalo expected to make enough solar panels each year to produce 1,000 megawatts of power. Tim Judson, who heads the Nuclear Information and Resource Service, says Solar City could be a game changer.
This factory in Buffalo is going to produce enough solar panels to equal half of Indian Point every year, which is the largest solar factory probably in the world at this point.
A study done 3 years ago found that improved energy efficiency and renewable energy sources could replace Indian Point by 2022. Judson says with the state ramping up its renewable energy programs, that time could come even sooner. Entergy, the company that owns Indian Point, points out that nuclear power is clean energy, and the plant employs about 1,000 full-time workers. Entergy has asked the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to extend the plant's expiring operating licenses for another 20 years, but opponents say it isn't needed. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio recently announced that the city, which uses power equivalent to one quarter of the plant's output, will get all its energy from renewable sources within a few years. Judson adds the New York City Council is poised to pass a resolution opposing the license extensions.
And so by New York City government shifting to renewable energy, this is a great first step to ensuring that Indian Point will close and that it will be replaced with truly clean energy sources.
Opponents of nuclear power are calling the EPA's Clean Power Plan, released on Monday, a victory because it removed a provision that would have allowed states to count existing nuclear power plants toward their clean energy goals. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.